Twitter is hugely popular in Turkey. It has 10 million users there. But when people in Turkey tried to access it last night, they were blocked. It seemed that Prime Minister Recep Tayyip Erdogan was carrying out his threat to, quote, rip out the roots of the social network because of links posted on it connecting him to a corruption scandal. In the past, Turkey has blocked access to YouTube, but this is its first ban of Twitter. The BBC's Ceylan Girit joins us from Istanbul via Skype. And Ceylan, what happened when people tried to use Twitter and found it blocked?
People started texting each other or calling each other saying, I can't access Twitter, can you? And on Twitter as well, there were some posts because some people were apparently using backdoor tunnels to circumvent the ban. And soon they started sharing the know-how of how to still be able to post on Twitter despite the ban, which was like changing DNS settings, which would suggest that although you were posting from Turkey, it would seem like you were posting from somewhere in the US, for instance, changing the address of the domain. Or if they were using smartphones, they would from Apple Store, for instance, download VPN applications to circumvent the ban, etc. Soon, within 3 hours, there were over 2.5 million tweets posted in Turkish across Turkey, which actually may suggest that the ban was not really effective.
Ceylan, your BBC colleague Owen Bennett-Jones spoke to an opposition politician in Turkey about this. His name is Dr. Akyan Erdemir, and here's what he said.
This can be seen as a draconian reaction to the leaks concerning corruption and graft probe. And latest internet censorship law was in fact aiming to do more surgical censorship, to target either particular content or specific URLs.
Ceylan, that reference to a law suggests that beyond shutting down Twitter, the prime minister may be trying to shut down any outlets that reflect him negatively. Does that seem like where Turkey is headed?
People speculate that it might be where Turkey is headed towards, because earlier in the month, Prime Minister Erdogan had said that he might block access to Facebook and YouTube as well. Bear in mind that all of these social websites are used to share information about the corruption allegations, which overshadow the reputation of the government and the prime minister himself. Because in these allegations, which are leaked across all these social media platforms and which are wiretapping of several phone conversations, the prime minister and the government tend to say that all these wiretapping is fake and edited and no such conversation have taken place, etc. But people are talking more and more about these things, and they are getting convinced that with such bans, what the government is trying to do is to prevent the society, the public, to have access to more information about these allegations.
And what exactly are the allegations against the Turkish government? What is this scandal about?
They are very serious allegations about corruption, which involved the prime minister and his immediate family and several other ministers across the government. Not only corruption, but also wiretappings show that there have been pressure over the media, over how certain issues should be broadcast, etc.
The prime minister says that these charges are a fabrication, but haven't some of his ministers been forced to resign because of this scandal?
Yes, they have been forced to resign, but this week there was an extraordinary gathering of the parliament on whether these ministers should be taken to court, and the parliament rejected that appeal. Coming from the opposition parties because the government has an absolute majority in the parliament. So we don't yet know if these ministers will be brought to court in front of justice about these allegations, which they deny.
Ceylan, how are people in Turkey reacting? Are you seeing protests, people in the streets like last year or any other kind of public outcry?
There is a public outcry, not as it was last year during the Gezi Park protests last summer. People are taking to streets every now and then, but not in that extent as it happened last year. However, in private conversations or across social media, they tend to complain about this. But of course, having said that, the government and the supporters of the government are convinced that these corruption allegations, the wiretapping, etc., are like a civil coup to overthrow the government. They are just used as a basis to attack the prime minister personally and to overthrow the government.
That's the BBC's Ceylan Girit speaking to us from Istanbul. Ceylan, thank you.
Thank you very much.